Well, I got a little bit to talk about this week, including one story that where I am pretty infuriated, and I'm starting off with that. It seemed as though a comic rudely opened old wounds against the guy who I consider my idol. Looks this comic decided in his act to call Bill Cosby a rapist, and of course, it's reopening old wounds about something about Cosby that was never proven to begin with. And you know what? He's taking the silent treatment, because you know, apparently all of these things against Cosby are bogus. And of course, this morning on Good Morning America, a woman decided to describe what she said happened. And of course, when I listened to it, it seemed as though nothing really happened. How can she prove that Cosby did this to her? And of course, there's probably going to be a few others that want to come out of the woodwork just for money. And also, you know, to sully the name of a guy who I don't think has really done anything wrong. You know, how could you do that to the guy who I've always patterned my comedy bits after? Because, you know, Bill Cosby is one of the greatest comedians to have ever lived. He's done so much for charity, done so much for education. He's had a couple of great hit shows, including one that single-handedly revived the sitcom. He's been a legend in stand-up comedy. He's done all these things. And yet, there is some people who are still resentful of a famous people. Hell, looks as though they're trying to do what to Cosby, what these two idiots did to Bernie Fine. Sully a good person's reputation with accusations of things that never happened. Well, you know, I wish Cosby the best of luck, because, you know, I believe these allegations to be false. I believe that these women are just in it for the money. And I mean, it's like what happened with Bernie Fine. It's like what happened to Joe Paterno. Sully an elderly man's name for no reason. You know what? It just disgusts me. Good luck, Mr. Cosby. I'm in your corner. Now I'm going to talk about something that happened last week. The first award show, the Hollywood Film Awards, which kind of sets the stage on the way to the Oscars. But it's not the awards I'm really going to talk about. It's what happened with an old, with somebody who was a big teen idol back when I was going to school. Johnny Depp was a young person, kind of just out of his teens, when he came to be in the late 80s, especially from 21 Jump Street and also from Platoon and other movies. And you know, back then, he was a party animal. I thought he kind of shed it a little bit, even though, you know, in the years since he's become one of the great actors in Hollywood, he's kind of developed a weird fashion sense. But, you know, his thing at the HFA Awards didn't really exactly build me with confidence. Looked as though he slipped back into an old habit. Looks like he drank too much. As you know, he was slurring his words, he couldn't get through his speech, and of course CBS cut him off. Well, you know, some people wouldn't know a high if you gave it to them.
But you notice, when people start talking like this, they want to discuss things of life. And you know, they have no business talking like that.
Well, you know, that's my attempt to slur words. But, you know, I'm not under the influence. Hey, Johnny, stop doing it. If you're slipping back into old habits, we don't need to hear that. As you know, you're one of the best actors to have not won an Academy Award. And your performance at the HFA Awards doesn't exactly fill Academy voters with confidence. Although you aren't really in a movie this year that's nominated. But I will say, be on the lookout for stars like Benedict Cumberbatch, Julianne Moore, and good old Robert Duvall, because they got awards. And it would be sweet to see Robert Duvall, who's in his 80s and still can command a screen, get a second Academy Award. Well, enough about somebody slurring their words. It's now deer season around here in New York State. Yep, it's that time of year when the hunters go out to get whatever buck or doe or whatever. As you know, the thing is, there's people on both sides of the fence of it. There's people who don't like hunting, and there's people who like hunting. But the truth is, the white-tailed deer population here in New York State is out of control. And thing is, I kind of wonder about one of the rules. Heck, around here in the Finger Lakes and other parts of New York State that have populations, you can hunt bear and deer, but you can use a shotgun. But up in the Adirondacks and in the Catskills, you can use a rifle to take the deer. But yet, when you're hunting small game around here, you can use rifles. Something just doesn't add up. Truth is, yeah, when you're using a rifle, because the slug can travel further than a shotgun, up to a mile. You have to be sure of your target, and you have to be sure of what's beyond your target. That is one of the basic rules of hunting. Yet, a couple of months ago, some yutz in Scottsville was shooting at things with a 308 rifle from the porch of a house. And he shot at what he thought was a coyote, but it turned out to be a greyhound. The truth is, how do you confuse a greyhound with a coyote? There's just no comparison. And greyhounds are much bigger than coyotes. The thing is, I know coyotes are a big problem, but are there any roadrunners around? Beep beep. It's just one of those rules, I don't know. You can use rifles for small game, but you can't use them for big game around here. But whatever. Good luck to everyone who brings home a deer, or a nice buck, and a doe. Because, some people wouldn't do that for a buck. Now I'm going to say, the basketball team for Syracuse opened up with a couple of nice wins. One Friday, and that's what Kenny saw. And also, one yesterday against Hampton University. A good 2-0 start. And a couple of good games coming up this Thursday and Friday down in the home away from home for the Orange. Down in Madison Square Garden, we play Cal on Thursday. And if we win, we're in the 2K championship game on Friday. Good luck to the Orange, because Rakeem Christmas looks better than what he's ever done. Plus the two freshmen look like they're pretty good, Caleb Joseph and Chris McCullough. And I should say to the Orange, happy birthday to Jim Boeheim, the big old 7-0. But I will say for the Buffalo Bills, another loss to the Fish, We should have squished the Fish, and of course, problems with the Bills are like the problems with the Syracuse football team. We get inside the red zone, yet we can't put it in the end zone. Oh boy. And I'm going to close this week with another birthday wish to a local legend of running. Sierra Devine celebrated her birthday, and even though she's now at RIT, and even though she no longer pretty much runs competitively, Sierra, you'll always be a cool kid. Happy birthday, dude. And also, good luck to your boyfriend's band. Nasty Habit is going to put Seneca Falls on the map as a heavy metal epicenter of the Finger Lakes. They're bringing back the 80s. Good luck to Kenny and Tommy Enda and Nasty Habit. I'm Ken Haas, and that's my story this week.